A life-changing device that many type 1 diabetics can't afford is being handed out as a weight management tool by a wellness retreat. CGM devices monitor glucose levels for type 1 diabetics, but they're expensive. Pharmac has repeatedly been called on to fund the device for those who can't afford it, but hasn't budged on the issue. And as Louise Tanuth explains, while some in need go without, others are using it simply to diet.
At Aroha Retreat, you can rewild yourself in nature, elevate your body and mind, and after days of nourishing yourself from the inside out, leave rejuvenated and with a CGM to take home and track your diet. It's a device that's life-changing for type 1 diabetics, but one that's out of reach for many sufferers. It removes the need for them to test their glucose levels by pricking their finger several times a day. Kareen Coker from NZMS Diabetics, who distributes CGMs, explains how they work.
So it takes a reading from a sensor that you wear with a filament that sits under your skin, and then a transmitter on the back sends data to a receiver, either an insulin pump or your phone, every 5 minutes.
It's a round disc just bigger than a $2 coin that's stuck on a person's arm. It means the wearer can check their glucose levels at any time of the day with the use of an app and without the pain of a prick. The retreat's been using the CGM devices for the last few years, an extra available to visitors for another $200 on top of the $5,000 to $7,000 for their stay. Co-founder Damien Shaparo explains why.
It's quite cool because you can do a retreat, observe how your blood sugar behaves under, you know, great conditions, essentially, ideal diet and exercise routines. And then you leave here and you might eat whatever you eat and drink whatever you drink. Just some really good data.
There's a catch, though. They cost up to $400 a month to run. Single mother of two, Jess Barton, can't afford one for her daughter, Lily. She's relying on the kindness of friends to fund it.
So she absolutely loves the Libre, and we've had it now for just over 2.5 years. And basically, the first 2 years has been funded by two different friends and family for us.
Lily's had diabetes for a decade. Now at high school, the device is her saving grace. But it's not even a full CGM. They've bought parts over time to create something similar, using an extension that allows Jess to look at Lily's levels on her phone.
For that one there, it's $50 a week to run alone. The Dexcom on top of that, I think, is so that's even double the price of what we are doing at the moment that we can't even quite fully afford. Yeah, it's just crazy how we wouldn't have even been able to do it without the help of our friends and family.
Sianne Chapman's had type 1 diabetes for more than 20 years, but after separating from her husband, she can't afford the device. She's using an outdated version to cut costs, but supply is running out as new technology takes over.
I currently buy it from individuals from America who sell off their sensors cheaply. My supplies are running out from America and they're unable to be sourced anymore, so I've got the option of stopping using it or having to pay $5,000 a year. It just isn't really in the budget as a single mum.
Type 1 diabetes has no cure, and failing to manage it can lead to disability or death. After 23 years living with type 1 diabetes, Sianne says the device is keeping her alive.
My biggest fear is just not waking up in the morning because I haven't woken up to a low blood glucose. Probably once a week my alarm goes off at night, wake up, treat, go back to bed. My hypoglycemia awareness is pretty low, so without the CGMS, there's a strong possibility that I just won't wake up.
2 years ago, Diabetes New Zealand launched a petition to get CGMs funded by Pharmac. It received about 28,000 signatures and was submitted to Parliament. They were supposed to attend a select committee last year in March. CEO Heather Verry says a year later, there's still no update or communication from Pharmac on when the new date might be.
We are struggling to get in front of a select committee at the moment. We've had no update whatsoever. We've had a little bit of update from Pharmac to saying we're progressive, but not the CGMs. But they are still very much down the bottom of the cliff.
And Pharmac couldn't say either.
The other one is yet to be reviewed.
That's Director of Operations Lisa Williams. She says funding applications are considered by experts and then ranked against other existing requests. These requests form a big queue and the devices aren't at the front.
What's happening is that we're focusing our attention on other new medicines. So we'll always have medicines that we'd want to fund. So these medicines are things that we're interested in, well, devices, and we're looking to fund them when we have money available.
That's despite the government giving Pharmac a $200 million boost over the next 4 years, though the devices are publicly funded in Australia, the UK and other countries. And they're easy to get your hands on here. Anyone can purchase a device if they have the money. That's why Aroha Retreat co-founder Damien Shaparo sees no issue with non-diabetics using them.
Most certainly diabetics should have first dibs. I'm not aware of any shortages at this point. You know, type 1 to type 2 to just a regular person, we all benefit from better nutrition choices and better lifestyle choices.
But this doesn't sit well with Jess Barton, who says it's insulting to see CGMs used by non-diabetics.
Then it's like using up the stock for people that could potentially be using it. So if it's money that's causing that issue for stopping us being able to use it, then yeah, I can understand that frustration.
The Minister of Health, Andrew Little, declined to be interviewed but told RNZ in a statement he hasn't received any further advice from Pharmac. Mōti hōtaka o te yahi yahi, ko Louise Tanuth, aho.